The Health and Safety Authority have a guiding principle, a code of practice for indoor air quality, the statutory instrument that the HSE needs to adhere to. And that consists of constant monitoring to measure the ventilation, to measure the quality of the air as an infection control point of view, particularly around respiratory and airborne diseases. So this can have an impact on the spread of illnesses within a hospital setting. And that affects not just patients, but also staff. So it's very important to know where we're at with regards to indoor air quality at Letterkenny University Hospital. And judging by the response that I received from the HSE today, it's not really something that's top of their list.
They did say in the response they gave you that they haven't actually formally assessed the impact of poor ventilation, but they do confirm they are in the process of implementing a phased and prioritised replacement programme for their ventilation equipment. And I suppose the question you want to know really is how much of a priority and how quickly is it going to be replaced?
Well, exactly. And I suppose that is very welcome. But in the meantime, what I'm trying to get to grips with and get an answer on is the indoor air quality being monitored and assessed while ventilation is being either installed or replaced? Dermot Monaghan, who's the Integrated Healthcare Area Manager for Donegal, said that he would come back to me on it, so I await his response on it.